Good morning, sleepyhead. It's so nice to see you. Oh, shh. No, don't try to move. You're still too tired. You probably can't even think straight. Can you? Oh, you look so adorable, all sleepy and confused. I love you like this. Really? I love you however you are. I've seen you be so many different versions of yourself, and each one is special and amazing and deserving of love. You made falling in love with you so easy. When you first came into work, you were a little shy, but so sweet and kind. And over the next few months, I got to watch you blossom. You grew less shy, more outgoing. You made friends, told jokes. You became the heart of the office. And you never lost your kindness, your willingness to help, your work ethic, any of the things that made you an absolute joy to work with. But then, things started changing. Your light started dimming. You started smiling less, laughing less, spending less time with your friends, and sometimes you'd look off into the distance and the sadness in your eyes. It broke my heart. Your self-care was breaking down, too. You started coming to work without having showered or without having slept. There were some days it was so obvious you hadn't eaten. Even the quality of your work dipped. The boss got rather upset with you a few times about that. Eventually, I couldn't stand to watch anymore. I couldn't let myself stand by while you died inside. So I did a little research. And I found out something terrible. You had a girlfriend, one you loved deeply, and she cheated on you. I don't know how she could have been dumb enough for that. You're the greatest catch I've ever seen. I can't believe she chose to betray you like that. You were planning to propose to her, weren't you? You'd bought the ring and everything. And then you learned about it. That was why you were breaking down like that. That was why your smile was going away. I couldn't let that happen. I couldn't lose the light you brought into my life. So I decided I was going to do whatever it took to preserve your smile. To keep you looking happy and innocent for the rest of your life. So, I brought you here. And here is good. You have your own room with the most comfortable bed I could, find. Everything in here was bought based on what you've mentioned you like. The posters on the walls, the books on the bookshelves, the little projects to keep you busy, all of it was tailored specifically for you. Speaking of tailoring, I've had multiple outfits made in your size, and they're all so soft and comfortable, and they'll all look so good on you. I have to confess, I've worn some of them, because even though I knew you hadn't worn them yet, It still made me feel closer to you. Everything is designed in your favorite color schemes, too, and it all looks perfect. I've always had a knack for interior design, and I used all my knowledge to make this the loveliest room you'll ever see. Even the ropes keeping you on the bed are made out of velvet, so they won't chafe or irritate your skin. And since you're on the bed, I can come in and hold or cuddle you whenever I want. I can enter the room, and you'll just be lying there, smiling at me, looking so beautiful. And I'll just be able to hug you like I've always dreamt of doing. I know you're still a little groggy right now from the medicine you had to take, and I'm sorry about that, but I couldn't risk you trying to struggle out of this. Bringing you home was too important to risk. What if you hadn't realized that all of this was for the best? One of us could have gotten hurt. That would have been terrible. I don't want that. I would never hurt you. And don't worry. You shouldn't have to take any more medicine. I know you'll realize how perfect this is, how well I'll be able to take care of you, how much you'll love being with me. I'll make your favorite foods, and I'll read to you, and I'll watch movies with you, and listen to you rant about how much better the books were, and I'll hold you whenever you're feeling sad or scared or lonely. I know you lie awake some nights, and I know it's been much more often since you were betrayed. I'll be there for you. I'll stroke your hair and kiss your ears and whisper you back to sleep. You don't have to worry about feeling bad anymore. I'm here to personally make sure you never have to feel bad again. You'll never go without eating again because I'll be here to make you nice big meals, keep you healthy. As your girlfriend, that'll be my responsibility, keeping you healthy and happy. And I know the situation might be a little scary. You're in a place you've never seen before, restrained, with someone who brought you here without your, you know, knowledge, but it's okay. You have nothing to be scared of. You're with me now. I'll keep you safe. I'll keep you warm and protected and loved. You're home now. And now that you're home, you'll never have to leave. You'll stay here forever, smiling and happy and loving and sweet and kind. I'm going to make you feel better than you ever have in your life. You might fight a little at the start of this. You'll probably even try to escape. I'd expect nothing less from someone as strong-willed as you. But I've thought of everything, and pretty soon, we'll get through that phase. You'll realize how happy you are here, how happy you are with me. And once you do, our life will be beautiful as you. So, I can wait a little. I'm ready for you to yell and scream and thrash and refuse to eat. I'll be patient. I'll be kind and gentle, like you deserve. I won't ever get upset, no matter how much you throw my kindness in my face. Because I know that eventually you'll see the light. I just have to be strong through it and keep reminding myself you love me, whether you know it or not. Because I love you, and I will never stop loving you. And if I know anything, it's that a love as great as ours cannot be denied. We'll be together. And it'll be perfect. Don't worry, honey. I'll make it happen. I'll make it work for us, for you and your light and your smiles. Now, you must be tired. Why don't we just fall asleep together? I can hold you, and we can lie here. And we can be happy for tonight. Yeah, I think that sounds perfect. Don't you? So just lie back with me, sweetheart. You're so warm. It's so comforting. How did I ever fall asleep without you? How am I going to fall asleep without you ever again? Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'll just have to be strong. Strong for my love. Strong for the one I want to take care of. Till the end of both our days. Good night, love. We'll wake up together in the morning. I don't know how much of this conversation you'll remember, but I hope you wake up happy. I know I